Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. The overnight blasts in Beirut's southern suburbs sent huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky and shook buildings kilometers away in the Lebanese capital. Thursday's strike along the Lebanon-Syria border, about 50 kilometers east of Beirut, led to the closure of the road near the busy Masna border crossing. Israel said it had targeted the crossing because it was being used by Hezbollah to transport military equipment across the border. U.S. officials say the U.S. military struck more than a dozen Houthi targets in Yemen, going after weapon systems, bases, and other equipment belonging to the Iranian-backed rebels. A U.S. official tells VOA the strikes included the use of the Navy-guided missile submarine USS Georgia. UN Secretary General Mark Rutte, who took up the role this week, visited Ukraine Thursday and pledged to prioritize the alliance's support for Kyiv. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ukraine wants to use Western long-range missiles on targets inside Russia. Rutte made his position clear.
Targeting Russian fighter jets and missiles before they can be used against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure can help save lives.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was asked whether he feared the world was forgetting about his country amid escalating conflict in the Middle East.
The best option to not forget about Ukraine is to respond with weapons, to give the appropriate permission.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Rainstorms and heavy floods hit large parts of Bosnia, killing at least 14 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rescue services in the south reported several people missing and called on volunteers in the army to assist as roads were closed and houses left without electricity. Darko Djukan, a spokesman for the local administration in the town of Jablanica, says over a dozen people have died there and there have been serious landslides, flooding and overflowing of rivers. He says we have information that some bridges have been swept away and roads have collapsed. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Zukan Helez told NI Regional Television that troops have been engaged to help and that casualties were being reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Health Minister Samuel Roger Kamba Malumba said the Democratic Republic of Congo will begin its mpox vaccination campaign on Saturday in the eastern city of Goma as the country battles an outbreak that has infected nearly 31,000 people. The announcement comes as Congo grapples with a surge in mpox cases, with 988 deaths reported since the start of 2024. Malumba said at a news conference in Kinshasa, vaccination teams are being deployed this weekend, with the initial focus on adult populations. The campaign will then expand to South Kivu, the most affected province. The U.S. Supreme Court will weigh in on Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gunmakers. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Supreme Court said it'll decide whether to block a $10 billion lawsuit Mexico filed against leading U.S. gun manufacturers over allegations their commercial practices have helped cause bloodshed there. The gunmakers asked the justices to undo an appeals court ruling that allowed the lawsuit to go forward despite broad legal protections for the firearm industry. A federal judge has since tossed out the bulk of the lawsuit on other legal grounds, but Mexico could appeal that dismissal. The defendants include big-name manufacturers such as Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office says the tally of victims killed in a brutal attack on a small town in central Haiti by heavily armed gang members has risen to at least 70. Bertide Jerez, spokeswoman for the Commission for Dialogue, Reconciliation, and Awareness to Save the Artibonite, told Magic 9 radio station on Friday that bodies lay strewn on the streets of Pont Sunday following Thursday's attack. Among the victims is a young mother, her newborn baby, and a midwife. The attack is blamed on the Grand Grief Gang, which operates in the central Artibonite region and is considered one of Haiti's cruelest gangs. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.